everybody. Welcome to this week's Entrepreneur Experiment Mentor Moment with me, Gary Fox. This is a really special mentor moment because this goes back to episode 4. It's wild to say that as this is episode 236. So going back to episode 4 was a real nostalgic moment for me and a really nice moment, if I'm very honest. It's with David Delahunty. And he was one of the first people to show me that there's many, many ways to be an entrepreneur. And he was the first indie hacker I met who showed me that there's a whole world of businesses that are just hidden. They're just hidden in plain sight. And he really showed me what it was to be creative. We talk about ideas in this mentor moment. He tells me how creativity is a muscle and it can be flexed and it can be exercised and it can be trained to improve. Some people think, oh, I'm a creative or I'm not. David shows us in this episode that you really can train to be more creative. It is a beautiful episode. Sound quality isn't hectic, so give us a little bit of a slack on that. It's way back in episode 4. I remember recording this with a tiny little Blue Yeti mic plugged into a USB on my laptop. I wasn't even sure if it was working right, as I really had no idea what I'm doing. So enjoy this. Mentor Moments are 10 minutes of our most powerful episodes recapped to you every weekend. Thanks to my partner, Square. Everything your business needs, like payments, point of sale, e-commerce, inventory management, chatting endlessly about the weather? Well, you're on your own there. Square. Everything your business needs. Almost. Visit square.com.
So in 2017, I set myself the challenge to come up with 5 ideas every day for 365 days. And why I did that was 2 years before that, I gave myself the challenge to make something creative every day. So I was in a job, wasn't very stimulating in terms of like creativity. So to keep my love of design and just to kind of, you know, everything, I treat everything, you know, as a muscle. So like, you know, creativity is a muscle. So like to, you know, increase the your muscle size, same thing as going to the gym every day, you need to work on it every day. So I applied the same logic to coming up with creativity. So I created a piece of art, design, and a doodle. It doesn't really matter as long as I was creating something every day. That was meeting the challenge. So every day for 365 days, I created something, and by the end of it, I had this backlog to look back on, like 365 pieces of design. And by the end of it, I was coming up with these creative ideas, and I've been able to bring them from, you know, an idea to a finished piece and like instantly. Like, so like it's true. If you do something every day, you know, you become better at it. So I liked that challenge. So in 2017, I was looking for something to do. And at the start of the year, I just wanted to read more. So I was like, okay, right, for 12 months, I'll try and read a book a month, which was huge for me because I'd say the year before that, I probably only read a book. I'm a very visual person, so I like to look at the pictures rather than the text. So I was like, okay, well, I need to change this. So I was like, okay, I read a book a month. So I was in the first month, I bought a book by James Altucher called Choose Yourself. And within that book, James talks about idea generation and how the idea is a muscle. And if you want to become better coming up with ideas, you need to work that muscle more. So he comes up with 10 ideas every day. He just writes them out in the morning, just grabs a pen and paper, and he just blasts them out. So I could look at, you know, Amazon and try and come up with 10 ways to improve, you know, the website Amazon, or, you know, eBay, or, you know, it could be like your physical product. Doesn't really matter. He just came up with 10 ideas. And he said they could all be terrible, but, you know, one of them could be, you know, a decent idea. And then he says, like, the next day, if he wakes up and he's still thinking about that idea, then he go, okay, well, it might be something in that. So I was like, okay, well, that sounds like something interesting. It doesn't seem like the 365 days of creating a piece of design was very time consuming, because not only you had to come up with the idea, then you had to actually, you know, bring it to life. So I was like, the ideas thing, it doesn't seem like it would take that much time. I was like, 10 ideas seems a bit extreme. I was like, I'll try half that down to 5 ideas at the start. And it's like, if I can come up with 5 ideas really quickly, then I might jump onto 10. But start off with 5. And at the beginning, it was very easy to come up with 5 ideas because I had a lot of ideas in my head anyway at the time. So the first maybe week or two was a doddle. And then I was like, okay, right. So I kind of need to come up with them a little bit quicker.
So what kind of ideas? Ideas about what kind of stuff?
So just day to day. So like, for example, I use a lot of social networks. So like just ways to make Twitter better. Like, so like an edit tweet, like a button would be great. Like everyone keeps talking about it. I keep seeing people going, oh, I wish I could edit this tweet. So I was like, right, well then obviously from my own experience, that would be a great kind of feature to have. So that would be one idea. Another idea would be, AI is very popular at the time when I started. So I was like, okay, well maybe a tool for like when you're in a meeting and, you know, at the end of the meeting, basically the voice would, or your AI, so Alexa would record the meeting, and then at the end of it would send you an email with like bullet points of what was talked about during that meeting, like these kind of ideas and stuff that I'd say, stuff that would make my world, you know, a better world to live in.
Solving problems.
Yeah, I'm like, not like 99% of the ideas are probably like not like financially, like, you know, like all my ideas aren't just to like make money. Like some of them are a bit tongue in cheek, some of them are like just a bit of fun, you know. They don't all have to be like to just try and make money. You know, and I think that's like a lot of people like pressure on themselves to come up with like the next $1 billion idea, the next Facebook, the next, you know, whatever, like Amazon, eBay, you know, or like Tesla, like electric car, like, you know. I think people put too much pressure on themselves and like going, oh, this idea is terrible. But like if you write it out, sit on it, and you can come back in a week and go, you know what, that idea is actually pretty good, you know. Or you could talk to someone. A lot of people would always have that kind of, I don't know, like I haven't talked to someone who's like, oh, I had that idea before, or like, you know, oh, I had this amazing idea but like I forgot about it. Like if you just write it out, you know, you're in a much better position to actually act on it, you know, rather than just forgetting about it.
Get out of your head and then...
Yeah, get it out of your head. Get it on a piece of paper. You know, I use my notes on my iPhone. I just jot them down there. And, like, that syncs across everything. So I have them on my desktop as well. So, like, I can constantly just kind of... You know, if I have an idea at night, I'll just jot it down, you know, on that.
So you did 5 ideas for 365. How did you sustain that?
So... Yeah, I mean, like I said, the first 2 weeks were easy enough because I had a lot of ideas in my head. But after, like, the initial 2 weeks, then it was like, right, now I kind of have to really start thinking about generating these ideas, you know, from scratch. So I think if I had an answer to, like, how do you come up with, like, an amazing idea, I think I'd be a billionaire.
That's what we're here for. Give the people that nugget.
Yeah.
How do you come up with billion-dollar ideas?
So I don't think there's a way to come up with a billion dollar idea. I think there's a way to come up with ideas that could potentially go on to become like a decent idea, and then you can, you know, there's not like no idea, like I could have said like Facebook, for example, didn't start off as Facebook. It would have started off with, you know, I don't know what the initial concept was, but it definitely wasn't the Facebook that it is today.
Yeah.
It was probably just for, I think it was to do with the colleges.
College dorms.
Yeah, college dorms.
And it was limited to one college.
Yeah. So like at the time, I don't think Mark would have thought, you know, this is going to make me billions. It's just an idea that kind of evolved into what it is now. And it's the same with Twitter. They all started off as this kind of simple idea that evolved into what they are now. And that's what, like in everything in like in life, like you constantly have to evolve. Like even like personally, like I started off as a designer of print, and now I'm like a maker. But like I went from a print designer to a digital designer to someone who loves digital marketing, you know, like growth hacking, like in the background, applied that into my design, got interested in development, and then I just started building products. But like you may start off as like, you know, you may leave college with a degree in X, but like you have to constantly like upskill and evolve. As I've just gone off the tangent here, but like you kind of have to evolve in your career to kind of match like the demands of like, you know, society. And
I hope you enjoyed that mentor moment with David. I really enjoyed going back and re-listening to this episode. It's back in episode 4. If you want to go back and listen to the very first one, just search David Delahunty. I'll see you back here for an Idea Lab in a couple of days. In the meantime, go to mrgaryfox.com and join our mailing list. I send out a mail every week with the best stuff I've found from around the internet, the best things I've learned to help us build better businesses, better brains, and better bodies. See you then.